Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
It is 7 o'clock where I'm calling. I'm broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida tonight. Folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm your hip-hop informer, and you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Again, 7:01 coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. It's 6:01 out in Washington State. It is 8:01 out in Utah. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. And tonight we're talking about being fashion-forward with smart money tips on how to look impeccable for work or play. It's the fall, y'all. It's back to school. And it's all about being fashion-forward this fall. Coming up next Sunday, this week actually starts New York Fashion Week. It starts on Thursday. On Sunday, we got my man Ray, who's going to stop past tonight, along with a couple of his fashion-forward friends, designers, that will be featured this week, New York Fashion Week. But tonight, again, we're talking about being fashion-forward with smart money tips on how to look impeccable for work or play. Got special guests coming up tonight. We got Bishop, who is a stylist to the stars out there with Drew Hill, a few other folks, and Ray Blanco coming to you live from New York with some fashion-forward tips tonight. All right, let's get it cracking with this new hot music from Breeze to your mind and radio live.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, little nigga, time to wake up. Ain't a wretched thought, saying, boy, get your weight up. Like an old man on a pill, nigga, stay up. Laying on his back so you know I'm coming straight up. Money get low, bet the hoes want to break up. Get a cover girl and your ex want to make up. These hoes foul, want to charge you to lay up. These hoes foul, want to charge you to lay up. Pay up, please. Y'all hoes, stop it. Brett Favre money never coming out the pocket, but the brain's so good, need a scholarship to college. Leave a G-Shock, my nigga, you better watch it. Things ain't the same. They saying I changed, nigga. I'm still gon' ride. I'm just switching my lane, nigga. All y'all rap like one of them Wayne niggas. This shit is in my blood, so I do it in vain, nigga. Mama's only baby, could he come out any quicker? It's mail, but the package taking longer to deliver. Pop, play Photoshop, cut itself out of the picture now. Mom's favorite saying is, I don't need a nigga. Bitter, but listen up. Pops wasn't ditching us. Figured a nigga had a hard time keeping the zipper up. Thoughts never fade. I gotta put the clippers up. Parents had to part, but that's the way the clippers cut. Silly cuts. That's when I fell in love with this rap stuff. Back when it was all about guns and niggas that act tough, I did it too. I won't interest in that stuff. Boss saying, wake up, nigga. Hang them racks up. Shit. I guess it was a dream. Let me go and play my role before they cut me out the scene. Niggas call me Breeze, but they used to say Raheem. But I guess it all changed like laundromat machines. Shit.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Right. my life. So you should come and roll with me and let me be your Mr. Right.
You're the
Live Monday, September 6, 2010. Let's remain fly, fresh, and flashy this fall. It's fashion forward combo tonight with smart money tips on how to look impeccable for work or play. Before we go any further, I want to go ahead and introduce my guest to the show tonight. We got CeeLo from Charlotte. What's cracking? We got Toya from Delaware.
Hello.
Mrs. Willingham coming to us live from VA. These four with fashionistas tonight. Welcome.
Good evening.
In the morning time.
Style and fashion, fashion and style. I know for men, you have to look good. It's all a part of our personality, our style, our charisma. You know, your outward appearance is a reflection of how you care for yourself. And it really it's highly representative of your overall personality. There's a reason why women check out a man's shoes. It's to really to get an idea of the type of man he truly is. So I'm telling you, dudes, I mean, it's not a myth. Women start at the shoes and go up. If the shoes are busted, they won't go no further. Is that the truth or is that a lie, women?
As long as they're not in their work clothes, I mean...
What'd you say, CeeLo?
Like, if they're in their work clothes, then, you know, you really don't know how they dress.
I mean, but whether it's work clothes or play clothes, it starts with the shoes.
Yeah.
Right. Your shoes do pull your outfit together. You can't have on a fly outfit
and raggedy shoes. It just doesn't go together.
No doubt. Look in the mirror, my dudes. Look in the mirror. Take inventory of that wardrobe. You know, will your sense of style measure up this fall? Folks, you know, women absolutely, you know, take stock in how we present ourselves, you know. So, you know, we're not trying to, you know, break the bank. We're not trying to, you know, take you down a road you're not used to going. But at the end of the day, you know, style and fashion is representation of who you really are, you know. So work or play. You know, this fall we want to help to keep you, you know, keep you on point. Again, we got CeeLo coming out of Charlotte. We got Toya out of Delaware and Dee Dee out of VA tonight. Folks are already on the line. No one's looking to weigh in right now, but folks are definitely listening. And we got special guests coming to us live. We got Ray Blanco coming to us from New York. He's a part of New York's Fashion Week, which starts on Thursday. Then we got Bishop, who styles for Drew Hill. They're going to weigh in tonight as a part of this fashion-forward combo. I like to think I'm somewhat fashionable. I'm very conscious of, you know, what I have on, and I'm very conscious of my audience and you know, where I'm going really dictates what I'm going to put on. Some people really don't care, and I don't care all the time, but I'm very aware of my audience and the fact that, you know, you got to keep up a certain, you know, persona about yourself. You don't want to be someone who people know, well, you know, it's okay. He always looks like that. It's okay. Mm-hmm. She always looks like that. And it's not a positive thing, right? I mean, because our reputation can precede us, right?
Yeah.
It can.
You know, when I think of fashion forward men, you know, I think of Michael Jordan. I think of Willie Brown, you know, Will Smith, you know, Jay-Z.
Hey, don't forget Diddy. Damn it. Oh,
Diddy, definitely. Yeah. You know, fashion forward dudes. Dudes who don't really mind pulling things together, regardless, that doesn't have to necessarily match. I'm going to tell you something. I like that Renaissance man look. You know, that look that everybody can't sport. You know, and I'm going to tell you like this, folks. Tonight I want to get through to people's head that you don't have to spend a lot of money to look impeccable.
Yeah, you don't.
I hope to all you guys are that tonight.
Hey, I'm telling you, Charlotte Roos had a banging shoe sale last week. $25 for all shoes, regardless of what they were. I had some banging boots for $25. Yes.
What was that retail again, CeeLo?
It was Charlotte Roos in usually in the mall, in the main mall, the large mall.
Okay, I've never heard of that, but obviously women have.
Yeah, man, it's a nice store.
Okay.
They always have good stuff.
You know who I miss? Who was really a Renaissance man and always stayed impeccable. I really miss Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, you always
Johnny
nice
Cochran.
Too.
Absolutely, Johnny
yeah.
Cochran was a dressing man. Luther Vandross, you know, God bless his soul. Luther Vandross was also, you know, a real dressing dude. You know, he used to stun us with some of those jackets, some of those blingy jackets he used to wear. But fashion forward he was. Kenny Babyface Edmonds, another fashion-forward dude.
You know Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Absolutely, fashion-forward, and we're talking about a lot of, you know, celebrity-type dudes. But you know, there's also some. I'm gonna tell you who's the most stylish dude on TV today, and he's in our age range. Nick Cannon.
Well, you know.
Nick Cannon's fly. Get out of here.
Yeah,
fly.
You know.
Suit it up all the time.
Hey, he's one of those guys you would consider a metrosexual. If you have to term it. What is that? That's like men who they like to get the manicures and the pedicures, and they're very anal though about their grooming. You know, like every hair has to be in place and you know, they get their eyebrows arched. And
you said Nick Cannon gets his eyebrows arched? Get out of here.
I didn't say he got his eyebrows arched. I'm just saying, like,
what did you call him?
Men that do that, that have their eyebrows arched. That, no, I was just giving
what
examples.
What did you call them again?
Metrosexuals.
Metrosexual. That's new.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with their sexuality. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that they like one group of people more than the other. It's just the way that they carry
it
themselves.
It means they're fashion conscious? Is that another term for being fashion conscious men?
Or just men who, fine.
That's men who do things.
Like over and beyond.
Yeah, as far as, you know, taking the time to do their nails, their feet, they worry about their skin. They got their whole skincare products lined up, just like women got their skincare products lined up. They take the time like women take the time. So it's kind of like, you know, they like kind of women, but they not gay.
Right. I know men who wear women's deodorant and have for years.
What's the purpose of a man wearing a woman's deodorant? I think a man's deodorant is stronger. So why would a man wear a woman's deodorant?
I don't know. I think the way, you know what, the sensitivity.
Yeah, he might be sensitive.
Yeah.
You don't mean emotionally. You mean
no,
sensitive to...
No, not emotionally, no.
You mean sensitive to the deodorant? I'm
yeah.
confused.
Yeah, to the product in the deodorant.
Okay. Hey, don't stop, folks. If you just come like, huh? Folks, if you just tuned in tonight, we're talking about fashion forward, or being fashion forward this fall. Let's remain fly, fresh, and flashy, folks. We want to talk about smart money tips on how to look impeccable for work or play. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. This is Big Money, O.B. Miller, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Big money, what I'm talking about. I ain't got a brag, homie, see my diamond dime. Smoke a little push, and then I put it out. And then I hit the mall, I'm finger five. I ain't got a brag about the money that I got. You see them diamonds on my teeth, them diamonds on my watch. And let me tell you about that bracelet that I'm finna cop. Make it go blind, X-Man, homie, stock clocks. My grind will never stop, to that green eye player. Cake is my breakfast boy, get it like my drink of neck. Shout out to my Florida boys, VA representing, man. Louisiana head, what's up? Where you know to get it in? On I-10, blowing on some fish and tin. West coast and north, sipping on some juice and gin. And I'm balling off, and I done told y'all. Before I hit the club, I gotta hit the mall. Show. Let the whole city know that I'm about to blow a lane, you ain't pushing coke. And you ain't gotta tell me, babe, I know you think I'm dope. I know you like my style, I know you like my smile. She like the way I walk, she like the way I talk. And when the lights off, I'm still glowing in the dark. Make them breathe with no air, man, I got the joint spots. Got the flow to let them know, OBP be hitting, yo. And I stay up on my grind and you don't want no push up. Got the flow to let them know, OBP be hitting, yo. Stay up on my ground and you don't want to push a boat. Big money, big money, what I'm talking about. I ain't got a brag, homie, see my diamond die. Smoke a blow, push, and then I put it out. And then I hit the mall, I'm finna buy it out. Ain't nobody gave me nothing, homie, got my own brand. Young man, but I still got a grown man. Forget me and him, homie, got my own shine. Big bezel on my wrist, I can't tell the time. I'm so ridiculous, and man, I'm so ridiculous. I'm walking through the club and all the ladies wanna be position. No, I can't wipe you up, I'ma one night you up. Sorry, fellas, one room in here, no handcuffs. I'm known to get blooded heavy, take a chick to the shelly. Get a full of drink and make her tell me, get in my belly. Whole click thugged out, like Machiavelli. Starting deep up in this club, y'all clubs ain't ready. Cause I do this boy, man, I fly, I do this boy. Get him in and get him out, blowing like a switcher house. Hit them all and buy it out. Price, I ain't worried about, just put the
gear up on the counter. Got plenty of dough to handle. Get them in and get them out. Blow it like a fisher out. I hit them on and buy it out. Price, I ain't worried about. Just put the gear up on the counter. Got plenty of dough to handle. Worry about the price on it, cause the money on my handle. Big money, what I'm talking about. I ain't got a brag, homie, you see my diamonds out.
We're talking about style and fashion. TM Hyman Radio Live, I'm your hip-hop informer. And how do you look completely and utterly sophisticated when it comes to your hair? For men, we can rock it a couple of different ways. We got the afro if you want it long. We got the close shave if you want it short. We got the total shave. You know, and that total shave, you know, it has you to exude confidence and sex appeal. I'm rocking that total shave right now, you know, but it's a couple of other different ways you can rock the hair. I'm talking black men specifically. We got that well, you know, cuffed afro, you know, then you got the short dreads. It's a lot of different ways you can rock it. CeeLo.
Yeah.
What's your favorite when it comes to the style of hair on a man?
No, like a Caesar haircut.
The Caesar, so you like that close, that close cut?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What about you, Toya?
Yes, Caesar with a nice wave pattern.
Yes.
Caesar with the wave cap. That's what's
cracking. Yeah, Toya.
And you have.
Didi, Didi, you like it long or short? You like men hair long or short, Didi?
I'm going to say I would prefer short unless it's curly, naturally curly, and then I don't mind it being long. But if it's not naturally curly, I'm going to need you to cut it off.
Okay.
Okay, so you don't want any type processing done to it, huh?
No. But I can't curl.
But I can tell you what has caught my attention here recently is really nice groomed dreads. Not real, real long, not too short, but shoulder-length dreads that are groomed really, really nice. That can look really sophisticated. It's groomed and kept up.
Well, even when they pull their hair back and, you know, and put it, like, some of them, they'll get it braided. You know, yeah.
What's wrong with long hair?
Nothing.
You
nothing
got long
at
all.
Hair?
all three of you were like, you know, the short, you know,
you asked what we
prefer. Pretty much.
That's what we preferred. That's what this mom was long hair.
Right. We didn't say anything was wrong. You asked what we preferred.
No doubt.
You didn't ask us
no doubt.
Different styles. You just asked what we preferred.
I am clear on the question I asked. Thank you.
I don't have anything against long hair. I think it works for some people. I guess it's just all in what you're into. But, again, you know, unless it's a natural curl, I would prefer short hair. I mean, I prefer my hair short, so definitely I prefer my man's hair short or bald. But, like I said, natural curls are definitely sexy, too. And like Toya said, I forgot that, too, some groomed dreads. Those are very nice as well.
Yeah.
It has
that's
to
long.
Be.
That's not short. That's long.
Yes, well cast. Oh, love it.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
there's nothing.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's nothing better than a man that smells nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely colognes. I'm that dude that picks up, you know, a cologne almost every time I'm in the mall. You know, and I won't be able to use all of my fragrances in a lifetime, but I just like to always make sure that I'm smelling right.
Do you still
nothing
wear
worse
the
than
that you
nothing
wore back
worse
then?
Than somebody who's smelling wrong? Nothing worse. I'll put people up on some game as far as how I really shot. You know, one, again, I like to consider myself fashion forward. I attend a lot of events. I go out a lot. In public, I a lot. You know, so I like to make sure that I'm right. But let me tell you something. I don't spend a whole lot of money. The one thing about me, I've gotten real, you know, clear on when the outlet malls are switching their stock.
Oh, yeah.
I know when the seasonal change is about to happen, you know, and people might think that I'm spending, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars on clothes. I have a lot of clothes, a lot of shoes, only because, you know, I get them at discount prices. You know, I catch the sales at 50, 60, 75% off. And, you know, fortunately, I live around, you know, several outlet malls out here in Florida. So, you know, from the Polo, you know, to the Tommy, to the Hilfiger, to, you know, the Kenneth Cole, you know, I mean, to the Perry Ellis, you know, and it's not even all about name brands, you know. But why not pick up the name brands if you can pick them up at a 50, 60, 75% discount? And what you do is you take the name brands and you mix and match it with things that aren't necessarily named brand, you know, and you bring it all together, and ta-da, you're looking impeccable.
Yes, yeah,
and it's really as simple as that, you know. It's really as simple as that. Outlet malls, shop outlet malls and try to find out when the seasonal changes are taking place. And I'm here to tell you, one of those changes are taking place right now. You know, the fall stuff is about to go bye-bye, folks, and you're about to see a lot of the spring and, you know, summer stuff already out. You know, hey, you got to understand when they're changing. And I'll say this, too, and I don't know too many people that actually will admit it, but there's nothing wrong with it when you're talking about trying to look fly at on a budget. You know, Goodwill stores, you know, shopping thrifty is excellent. And I'm going to tell you this. Don't always go in a thrift store in your neighborhood. Travel outside of your neighborhood into the more affluent neighborhoods and pick up some of the stuff that's in those communities. Because I'm telling you, that's $20. Hey, that's where you bottom out, you know what I'm saying, and you get more bang for your buck, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Be careful with the shoes, but, like, coats and jackets and stuff, you know, yeah. And a lot of the Goodwills have come up now. I mean, they even have Goodwills that have career centers in them. So Goodwill is a good place to go.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
because it's really trying to—they're really trying to cultivate the whole person. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's about, you know, development overall, personally and professionally. Folks, if you just tuned into the show tonight, we're talking about being fly, fresh, and flashy for this fall, being fashion forward, you know, smart. You know, it's not about working harder. It's about working smarter. Here's K Cheeks here before TM Hyman Radio Live.
I would like to say hi to everybody listening, but this is more like a dedication. My baby, my boo. We've been together for like 3 years now. Yeah, we had our ups and downs. I feel like, see, I need to tell you this. We ain't shook, our brick house ain't scared of the big bad wolf. And I'm blowing down the foundation that we put up. And we put up with so much that we can't stop. Not a force that we can't block. Now think about it, name a mountain that we can't hop. It's just another umbrella on another rainy day. And look, we gon' stay together no matter what people say. Cause look, you all I need like Tammy and Marvin Gaye. And nothing gon' take it away. So forever, baby, we gon' stay. Go to 3,000 like Andre name. We ruined the whole week for a week in love, man. The finish line tape, man. We can't bust till we get to so close to where we feel comfortable. Then we drop something on the reset button like... I'm a baby, I'm your rider. Been together 3 years, can't nobody divide us. The mother labor screaming and sign us. You can be my ladder, baby, dare me to climb up. So high up that we changing the climate. The top, baby, they can't find us. Yeah, we on the road, they can fight the dust as we speed on the road. I must be through with these nappy headed hoes. No trade like Ramsey, no breaking our family. See, we rockin', rollin', rollin' rocks. It's all trust, no strap, like hope to top. TMG, yeah, we all we got. Yeah. I just can't see myself for nobody else but you. I mean, we gon' roll this thing out. We gon' get to the top, I swear. Just me and you. Yeah.
Radio Live. We're trying to be fashion forward this fall, talking about tips and smart money ways to look impeccable. Number one, I want to say, just off the rip, an easy way, always match your belt with your shoes. I seen a damn white belt with some brown shoes like last week, and I was like, what the? Always match your belt with your shoes. This is a good rule to follow, and it keeps things simple. It's best to stay with traditional colors like black, dark brown, or rich tan. Dudes, not white belts. It's not a good look. A white belt is just like, avoid a white belt. Other colors will be difficult to match, you know, so avoid them altogether. If you wear sneakers every day, it probably means you're wearing jeans. So, you know, you probably want to get a belt that's made of fabric or something that's equal to casual, you know. Please avoid dress belts with jeans and sneakers, right? Hey, that's just like the number one rule. Match your belt with your shoes, my dudes. Yeah, I just remembered that white belt and those brown shoes last week.
Yeah, I would say the same. That's really important because women, we have a little more to accessorize. You know, we got our earrings, our necklaces, our purse, our belt, our shoes. You know, we can throw it off here and there. But men, all y'all got is a good belt and a good shoe. And if that's not going together, regardless of what you got in the middle, you know, once we pass the shoe, you know, we looking at the belt. Does it coordinate at least? If not, so keep on.
No doubt. Matching ties and shirts. For a while, the solid color shirts with a tie of the same, you know, slightly off color, you know, was seen like everywhere. This is like an outdated look right now. Try mixing things up a little bit, you know, and experiment with colors. Ties are a great way to express yourself, you know, but keep it tasteful. You know, don't go down the wrong road with the wrong shirt and the wrong tie. You know, ask somebody, how does this look? You know, everybody has seen the wrong shirt with the wrong tie at some point in their life, right? You can't go wrong with with diagonal stripes or modern polka dots, you know, plaid, substitute colors. You know, you can't go wrong with those. But just make sure
only
you
if your shirt is a solid color.
You match it up with the right shirt, exactly. Exactly. Well, make sure that your shirt, your tie complements your shirt. Or your suit or your sweater or whatever it is that you're wearing it with. You know, novelty ties are best avoided since the novelty is short-lived. So don't bring out, you know, a St. Patrick's Day freaking tie, you know, if it's not St. Patrick's Day.
One day they want to wear all green.
Right.
You just
messed
up a whole
bunch of green. What'd you say, Didi?
I said, you just messed up a whole bunch of people's wardrobes.
Hey, folks.
That's what
they're
going to wear tomorrow. Are you serious?
We're just trying to help.
They got to get back up. They were going to sleep after this.
Folks, tonight we are talking about being fashion forward this fall. And again, you know, we aren't fashion experts. But as folks go back to school, as folks get ready, you know, people are back in college. You know, I'm in Florida where people wear flip-flops all year round.
Yeah, because it's...
But I'm not that flip-flop dude, you know, so I'm wearing long sleeves in the summertime because I like to put on clothes, you know. But if you're in those states where it's seasonal, you know, one, God bless you, because I love seasons, you know. Moving to Florida from VA was like an upset because I had to leave a lot of sweaters and things like that up north. But, folks, fashion forward is a mindset, you know, and anybody can be fashion forward. You just have to be a little bit more conscious, you know, of what's happening. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We have a couple of special guests who are going to weigh in on this conversation tonight. Just waiting for them to join us. We got Ray Blanco out of New York. We've got Bishop coming out of Baltimore tonight. And they deal with fashion and celebrities all day, every day. They're going to give us a couple of tips here. Again, 917-889-3926 is the number, 917-889-3926, wherever you are in the world. Call us and hit us up and let us know what your fashion tips are looking like in your part of the country, in your part of the world. Toya.
Yes, sir.
How would you assess... or Didi, how would you assess the hoodies and the fashion statements that were being made at the hoodies?
Well, they were going all out. What you talking about?
Were they ever. They had on their Sunday's best, literally. it was a different crowd there, so it can't kind of hard to talk about what they were wearing. It's kind of an older crowd. It's not in our age range, I wouldn't say. So, I mean, they look decent, I guess. I guess that's how we'll look in another 20 years. I'm not quite sure. I don't know what to say about some of the things that I saw.
It was a lot of older folks out there,
right,
in Vegas.
So, I mean, yeah, I can't talk about them. Like I said, in another 20 years, that just may be us. So they did all right.
I mean, did they have on, like, the shiny dresses and the shiny shoes and stuff?
They had on their Sunday's best.
Yeah, they had on some of everything from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum.
Okay.
I mean, even though I think the 30-some-year-olds were like the youngest people there, but, yeah, the older people, they were, hey, in their mind, they were fashionable. They were fashion-forward,
wow,
regardless of what we thought.
Wow.
Well, I can't talk about them. Like I said, in another 20 years, that may be us.
Woo! I don't know. I'm
gonna
wear tracksuits.
I saw a lot of stylish folks. I'm not gonna say that people were outdated. You know, I'm not gonna say that because I think it depends on what part of the country you're from. Understand? You know, you still got people, you know, that's out in Ohio, you know, that may be a little off, you know, when it comes to, you know, fashion compared to people in Manhattan, you know, compared to people in L.A. So I think it depends on what part of the country you're coming from and what the style is like, you know, in that part of the country. So I'm not going to say people are outdated. I just know I saw a lot of fashionable people, and I saw some people who needed some fashion tips. Folks, you are tuned to TMI and Radio Live. This is Hey Girl. We'll keep it going right after this.
Just wanna live. every time I wake up, choose to laugh. Every morning.
Coming to you live from Delaware, it's Toya.
Hello, good evening, everyone. First off, I just wanted to remind everyone that fashion is just not what you're wearing, but it includes your overall appearance. So just keep in mind when you're getting dressed and you're getting yourself together that proper grooming also is an important part of how you look. So I just wanted to remind everyone of some inexpensive beauty and fashion tips. To get you started in your fall season, everyone should have well-groomed hands, whether you're a man or a woman, no matter what your line of work is, where you go, what you do. You should always have a fresh manicure. Now, some people will go to get a manicure every week and spend $15 to $20 to do that. But I would recommend you actually buying the tools and doing it yourself. You can buy the tools for less than the $15 to $20, and those supplies will last you for months on end. So just pay attention to what's going on when you're actually getting your last manicure. You can purchase those tools and do your manicure yourself. As far as hair is concerned, instead of, you know, being lazy and going to get your hair done every week, every 2 weeks, you can actually take care of your shampoo and your conditioning and styling your own hair. The one thing you do want to continue to visit the salon for things like haircuts, any type of chemical treatments, dye treatments, and things of that sort, which usually have to be done every 6 to 8 weeks. But for just standard grooming, you can actually save money, keep that in your pocket by taking care of that yourself. massages and facials. You know, you can pay Miss Willingham to get your massages every, you know, month or every 2 months, however often you go. But keep in mind that there are places that you can go to actually get massages and facial treatments and skincare treatments for almost half of what you're paying if you go to an upscale salon and things of that sort and spas. You can visit local training centers and beauty schools and things of that sort. You have students that are graduating and they're in need of hours to finish their certification. So you can help them out and get pampered for cheap, you know, spend a lot less money than if you were to go to an upscale spa or salon. Keep in mind that no matter what you're wearing, you have to accessorize. You don't have to spend a lot of money on diamonds or rare jewels to look really fly, but just the right purse or shoes, bracelets, earrings, a nice watch always looks good on, you know, a man. You don't have to spend a lot of money on these things, but just make sure that they look decent and they can pull your outfit together. So you can spend a little bit of money on your outfit and a little bit of money on your accessories, but as long as everything comes together well, then you're going to look really good. So just keep in mind to accessorize. That will always set off your outfit. Shoes, you should never buy a pair of shoes at full price, especially not when there are deals going on every day. You can visit stores like DSW and get shoes for 40 to 50% off of what the standard retail cost is. And again, you have stores like Macy's. They always have a shoe sale going on. So just keep that in mind. Never pay full price for a pair of shoes. The high-end type of department stores a lot of times have a lot of really nice sales, but people tend not to visit those stores because they're considered high-end stores. You have stores like Neiman Marcus, which is normally really expensive, but they have excellent deals on their last call sales. You can log on to their website. They have last call items all the time, but when you see them, you have to be ready to purchase them because, again, it's last call. So just make sure you check out stores like that because they do have excellent sales all the time. Make sure you sign up for email alerts at your favorite stores. There are email blasts that are sent almost on a daily basis that include coupons and special offers that you can usually use in conjunction with standard sales. So when you're in the store and they ask you for your email address, give that to them so that you can make sure that you're alerted of sales and also receive the coupons and special offers that they have going on. Keep in mind that name brands are not always the best. Just because you have on the label, it doesn't mean that it looks good on you. So just keep in mind, you don't always have to wear a name brand to look good. And that's something that you mentioned not too long ago, Terrence, is you can mix and match and everything can come together, but you don't necessarily have to have on the name brand label to look good. Don't forget to visit your outlet stores. They're not the way they used to be back in the day with outdated looks. They carry the same items that are carried in the regular retail stores. So just keep that in mind. Also visit places like TJ Maxx, Ross, Marshalls, Burlington Coat Factory, things of that sort, places of that sort. They always have designer fashions, if you're into the labels, up to 70% off the standard cost. Just keep in mind that also, a lot of people don't know, most stores will offer a one-time price adjustment if an item goes on sale after you purchase it. So if you're a person who visits the same store quite often, always keep an eye on whether an item that you just purchased actually goes on sale after you buy it. They'll usually limit it to about 7 days. So if you purchased something a couple of days ago and you go into the store tomorrow and it's on sale, if you have your receipt, you can ask them for a price adjustment, and most of the time they will refund the difference of the cost of what you paid as to what the sale is now. And just one more thing, again, just keep in mind that your fashion includes your overall appearance. So it's not just about your clothes, but make sure you're groomed properly. You don't have to spend a lot of money to look good. Just remember to, you know, look out for sales. You don't always have to pay full price for everything.
No doubt, appreciate that fashion tip coming out of Delaware. On the other side of this right here, we got Rafael Blanco coming to us live from the West Indian Day Parade out there in New York. He's going to talk to us about fashion tips as he prepares for Fashion Week in New York City. Let's go.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Every time you hear my music, notch, deadly, whoa, oh, we can have love.
Please don't say shit. I'ma keep it naughty until you say it. Down for another round of that flex, bro. We gon' be gone by the end of the next zone. I smoke so it can be that or the drink. But tonight feels like a good night to be a shit. Some feet gon' choose up and we gon' do up. We in the mood for fun and new stuff. Tonight's my night, bro. I'm going so hard. Bring them bottles pretty fake. You can put it on the car. Fast things and robberies, baby. It's nothing major. I can fly the party and you do me the favor. Sipping good in the pool, stealing my private parts is gifted. No love for these women, getting everything free and never put nothing with it. Benz this kitty, my wrist this city. Tell your friends with the hips, I'm with it. Lil mama can get it without no credit. No security to let her in, I'm out getting wet. Young game heavy with a walk like a diva. Turn her life around like her name Tina. I never met a feat that ain't want a private party with at least one of the seats.
Live. It's 10:54 in the city. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. And if you're going to go to the private party, you got to make sure you look good. And somebody who knows a lot about private parties, I want to go ahead and welcome him to the show. What's up to Rafael Blanco coming to us live from New York? Where you are in New York right now, right? Right? You were in Miami last night. You're back in New York right now, right? Rafael Blanco, are you with us? If you're speaking, we can't hear you, Ray. So we'll just keep the conversation going until you kind of come back. Ladies, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi. Yes.
Yes. Did he know to push one?
He actually, he's good to go. Had him on the line, so I think he's having some interference with his line where he is right there. So we'll keep the line open and just let him join the conversations again. Join the conversation. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, you are in tune to a fashion forward discussion. We're trying to be fly fresh and flashy this fall with special guest Rafael Blanco out of New York. West Indies Day parade out there in the city. Ray, are you with us? If you're talking, my friend, we can't hear you. All right, we'll keep the line. Ray, I'm going to drop the line. Why don't you try to call back in? All right. We got CeeLo out of Charlotte. We got Dee Dee out of VA and Toya out of Delaware tonight. We're talking about how to look impeccable for work or play. I'm going to say this also. We talked about the ties. We talked about the shirt complimenting the ties. We talked about the belt and the shoes. This seems so petty, but I'm going to say it anyway. Your socks should match your pants.
What are you trying to say? You don't like the white socks with the black shoes, Karen?
The white socks.
Who do you think you are?
I thought that was kind of fly.
Come on, man. You know what I be wondering? I be wondering sometimes when I see the white socks with suits, I'm like, did you not know you were going to have to sit down and you were going to see those damn white socks?
What if they don't care, though?
Let me speak for the white sock wearers. Hold on. Let me speak for the white sock wearers, and I just have to put my business out there and put myself on the line because me personally, I mean, everything except to my socks was G'd. I was like, well, it's going into a boot. You're not going to see it. It's going into a shoe. You're not going to see it. Toya, you know me. I stayed with a white sock on until Toya, my friend, gave me revelation because she is my friend, and she told me that just doesn't look right on the woman. Let me get some boot socks. There are things called boot socks. And then I gradually got into the boot sock thing, but I still had enough the white sock alone until I was with a gentleman friend of mine, and he saw me take my boot off, and he saw my white sock, and he was so not impressed.
I've been telling her for how long about the boot sock. Put the boots, the trouser and boot sock on. You couldn't take it from me. You had to have a man tell you, huh?
Well, I learned my lesson. Thank you kindly.
You know, another thing I wouldn't recommend, I don't like when people, what I call mannequin shop, don't purchase what you see on the mannequin in the store. That does not look good on people most of the time. Just because it looks okay on the mannequin, once you put it on, it probably isn't going to look the same. So I really, really am against mannequin shop.
And what they have
don't
to realize,
buy what you said, a mannequin.
What they would have to realize, Tori, is the fact that the people who put the stuff on the mannequins like that, they were bored, and they didn't have nothing else to do, and they had to change the way the front window looked.
Right. Stay away from the mannequin shopping. But another thing you could do, accessories. Accessories can dress up any outfit. I mean, you can wear a pair of jeans with a heel and something as simple as, like, a really cute tank top, and if you have the right accessories, you can turn it into a night look, you know, a nightclub type look. So I think accessories are really, really important when dressing, especially for females, because we have the option for different accessories, earrings, necklaces, bracelets, purses, things of that sort.
Definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we have our special guest back with us, Mr. Rafael Blanco, coming to us live from the West Indian Day Parade out in Manhattan. What's cracking, Mr.
Really?
Blanco? Welcome to the show.
What's going on? It's not Manhattan, T. It's actually Brooklyn, Eastern Parkway.
Like, you're in Brooklyn. Okay.
Yeah, BK. You know
hey,
what?
BK, the building. What's cracking? Welcome to the conversation tonight.
Thank you for having me, man. Thank you for having me. I appreciate
again,
it. You know,
folks,
just...
Rafael Blanco is a publicist to the stars. I know he has been responsible for several of the, like, magazine layouts for a few folks that he represent. He's not a stylist per se, but he's definitely fashion forward. Ray, again, officially introduce yourself to the folks and tell them what you do, because I know you all up in it when it comes to being fashion forward.
Hi, I'm Rafael Blanco, 2Arts Entertainment and Media, celebrity publicist. You know, Rapper New York PR agency. We represent athletes and entertainers. And, of course, a couple of models. But at the end of the day, I mean, we always have to be at the forefront when it comes to fashion, just because that's what keeps our clients relevant as it pertains to fashion and imaging and videos and all that beautiful stuff. As we kick off Fashion Week this week on Thursday, you know, we're just prepping for making it, you know, the T.M. Hyman show. An interesting situation as we celebrate Fashion Week from New York City. New York City Fashion Week, more Mercedes Benz Fashion Week, but at the end of the day, we'll bring a different stylist or a different fashion expert every day to talk about the spring, summer 2011 fashion season and all the different collections that have showcased and the ones that are getting ready to showcase that you, as a listener, should be on the lookout for via, you know, where you can pick it up at your high-end stores and or your H&Ms, your Gaps, as so many different celebrities are actually creating these design lines for the lower budget, still high end, but still low budget, where it's more so, you know, fashion friendly, fashion trendy, and that is consumer friendly at the end of the day, where you as a consumer can go ahead and just pick it up and not feel that you're spending $500-$600 for a pair of jeans. You can still pick it up for your every $49.99 per se. So
Ray,
that's
who
what
are
we're
some
be bringing
those
you live this week from New York City Fashion Week.
Who are some of those fashion friendly designers that we can be on the lookout for?
Well, you'll have some designers that are actually designing for H&M. You'll have some designers that are actually designing for, on the lower end, for Nordstrom's, for Macy's, for actually even JCPenney's. Like, there's so many different designers, and even name designers, like your Christian Siriano's. Like, you can find a lower-end collection at Target. You can find a lower-end collection at Kmart, but still it gives you that, quote-unquote, high fashion end tip, where you can actually pick it up and not feel that you're spending thousands of dollars and be like, oh, I can't have the hottest thing out there just because it's a high-end thing. At the end of the day, it's more so like, yo, this person did it, this person designed it, but I can pick it up at the Target down the street, down the highway, and still be kind of sort of fashionable and represent your town, represent your city with the New York Fashion Week and or Universal Fashion spin to it.
Okay, that's what's good. Hey, we're going to keep this conversation going. You are listening to Publicist to the Stars, Rafael Blanco, coming to us live out of Brooklyn tonight, West Indy. Hey, how was that festival today, man, the West Indian Day Festival?
The West Indian Day Parade was amazing.
That's the Indian Day Parade. Parade.
I am going to push love, T. Like, really, are you from Brooklyn? Like, okay.
Hey. No, not from Brooklyn.
Okay, you know what? Okay. Anyway, nah, the parade was amazing. The parade was great. Obviously, everybody's getting ready for a great work week. It's a new quarter. It's a new week. It's a new everything. So once Labor Day, summer's technically over for us. So as of tomorrow, it's a whole new beginning for all of those with aspirations and goals. So, you know, it was a great thing. I mean, tons of costumes, tons of music, tons of caravanas, tons of everything. So now we're just ready to tomorrow morning just come and take over the world and, you know, do what everybody wants to do and meet those goals and make it happen.
That's what's good. Hey, just stand by for me, Ray. We got some questions coming up. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Ray represents Dawn. This is Bottles featuring Trina, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Be a supernatural, see me over there. all the cab home. I'm filling up my cup, I ain't doing nothing wrong. Everybody don't stop, still 6 in the morning.
Good evening, friends. You are tuned in to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. This evening, we're talking about being fashion forward this fall. What do you have in your closet? Are you prepared to look your flyest coming this fall season? We have a special guest online who's used to dealing with stars and fashion and being in the limelight. Welcome to the show, Raphael. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. I actually have a question for you.
What is your name?
LaToya.
LaToya. Hi, LaToya.
Hey. I actually want to know, what do you consider a must-have in a woman's collection, something that usually never goes out of style, a few things that they should have in their collection that can set off any type of outfit no matter where they're going?
A 6-inch stiletto. I mean, like, no matter what you put a 6-inch stiletto in a woman that can actually walk in it, it's always going to create that statement versus she's wearing a skirt, she's wearing a pair of jeans, you know, she's wearing a nice sweater dress. At the end of the day, it's like, you know, look at my shoes and watch me walk, like, straight up.
Hey, Ray, what's that one thing that every man should have?
I would say that nice leather jacket. Honestly, I would have to say that nice piece of leather jacket that is actually not too heavy, but very like a nice lamb leather jacket. Very kind of where you can still wear it with your nice sweaters and throw the jacket over it. That even if when you get to the party or when you get to wherever you're going, and I know that you guys are in hot climate, as in being in Tampa, but I know your listeners are from all over the world, so it's like you'll still have on your nice, you know, V-neck or your nice, you know, sweater, but you throw that jacket on and you make a statement as you walk in, but then you take it off and it's like a whole other piece of outfit, and you still continue to remain confident in the fact that you made a statement when you walked in. So always a nice piece of, you know, waist-length, you know, lamb leather soft jacket for the fall. Obviously, we're prepping for 2011 spring-summer, but fall is about to enter as we speak, so that's why I'm speaking in regards of the leather jacket.
No doubt. Ray, when you're shopping, and I know you don't really shop for celebrities, again, you're not a stylist, but when you're shopping, are you always in the high-end stores?
Not at all. Not at all. H&M does it for me. H&M, and not even to be whatever, but Old Navy sometimes have, like, retarded stuff, like, you're like, oh, for real? And you just walk up in there. I mean, the gap, like, Zara is, like, one of the best kept secrets when it comes to high-end fashion for a budget. Like, and don't catch them on a day that they have 75% off, where you find jeans and where you find, you know, when you find European cut pants for $7.99, $8.99, $12. And the stuff is ridiculous. Like, so I don't know, in the different markets that, you know, some of the listeners are listening from, always make sure you pop into Zara. And Zara is the business, and that's Z-A-R-A, straight up the business. You got your H&Ms, but don't forget about your Zara's. Like, that's something that I recommend. And actually, and as low as it's kept, Levi's always has these little every other month 75% off as well. So, you know, they do all the belts and they do the this and the that or whatever, and they do the jeans, but there's nothing wrong with finding a pair of Levi jeans for $20/$12 just because you find it for 75% off. But they don't tell you that. You have to figure it out and it'll bump into it. But they do it every other month.
No doubt. Folks, we're talking about looking fly, fresh, and flashy for this fall, being fashion forward with an expert fashion. He's a fashionista, definitely, but he's publicist to the stars, so he knows what fashion is all about. Rafael Blanco is hanging out with us tonight. I know you're busy, Ray. If you could just hang out a few more minutes, we got our national entertainment news coming up after this, then we'll keep this conversation going. Folks, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. The industry is shady, folks, but there's a lot of ways you can shop and still look impeccable. Industry shady, TMI and
Radio Live. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over.
Say the ups and downs symbolize life. Cause when the line is straight, that mean you out of life. That mean you out of breath. Jigga said it best. If I ain't the best, then lay me to rest. It's a new breed of MC, but I got the torch on like I'm a triple C. Gonna play on the hip of me for the mystery. Four niggas get rid of me, I'm going down to history. Crazy, try to tell a nigga what to write about. I can only tell the people what my life about. Like I gave him reason to doubt. Guess I be American gangster till a nigga black out. Trapped out while the ladies playing mind games. I throw that powder in the air like LeBron James. This is H.I.P. H.O.P. Stupid, not H.I.P. P.O.P. Talking swim, you miss my aftermath when I'm stuck to pimp, fuck with him. Like Ace Hood, I keep it gutter. I'm real, and I ain't talking chance, brother. Listen, I ain't with procrastinators. Labor steady jerking niggas like masturbation. Patiently waiting, raising my heart when it seems to boom. Album sells down, cause of Lime Wire and iTunes. So I ain't waiting for labels to get the hood mouth. I'm going out the trunk like my niggas from the Dirty South. What I gotta do? Ringtone, voice tone, not keep two nines on them like J.D. Cologne. Turn the speakers on, watch them turn the heaters on. It's a takeover, bitch, yeah, I get my ears on. Either take the back, or cut the check. Cause when people hear me, they be like, why you ain't done yet?
Industry
Here's your national, world, entertainment news with CeeLo coming to you live out of Charlotte. You got it, CeeLo.
Good morning and afternoon, everybody. How y'all doing out there? Your entertainment news, your world, U.S., everything news. I want to just touch on two things, really. First, this is like some world U.S. news where, like, the Dove World Outreach Center in Gainesville, Florida, they plan to mark the anniversary of the September 11th attacks in New York and Washington by burning the Quran. And General Petraeus is like, you know, that could, you know, endanger the troops that are still, you know, overseas. So I'm going to keep you guys updated on that. And then one other thing, Kanye, he wrote a song for Taylor Swift and was like he was going to give it to her, but, you know, because he wants her to sing it. But even if she doesn't accept it, he's going to sing it for, you know, sing it for her anyway. So I'm going to see how that goes. But I wanted to use the rest of my segment to give y'all, like, some tips that, you know, that I use when I look, because I love shopping for shoes. I really do. But the best thing to do, I find, is going online. Because a lot of places, they'll do it. Like, if you order $50 or more, you have free shipping. And that works out because you can get, you know, so maybe shoes that they may have on clearance or maybe close out, or maybe if they had a certain line of shoe that was like a limited edition, you know, you may get to find those 75% off, especially like a time frame like this. And a lot of kids are going back to school. So, you know, a lot of these stores are having sales, so you can check online. Layaway, people don't even talk about layaway anymore. But layaway is still in place for a lot of stores like Kmart, Burlington Coat Factory, TJ Maxx, AJ Wright, Marshalls. But, you know, you have to check with each one to see what their fee. Most don't charge anything more than, like, maybe 10% of whatever your purchase comes to. And also you can probably take anywhere from maybe 30 60 to 90 days to, you know, even get those things off layaway. You know, give you a chance to, you know, maybe purchase. That's what I used to do, you know, with my daughter, especially when she was younger, is go into the store. They have these, you know, great sales for kids. Another thing, clearance racks in the malls, in the stores in the malls, even like Dillard's, Macy's, Charlotte Russe, like I was talking about earlier, Forever 21 or even Gap, they have you know, they have their clearance racks, which a lot of times, you know, is included with whatever, you know, other sales they may have going on. You know, if you have things that may be 75% off, you know, you might get something that's normally $60 for, you know, like $12, or even going to maybe consignment stores is another thing you could try. Another place that's like a hidden jewel is like arts and crafts stores. Like Michael's Arts and Crafts, you can find like bracelets and earrings and stuff like that there. Not that you have to put together, but that are already, you know, thick bracelets. I have some myself and earrings and such. Garden Ridge. You'd be surprised at the places that you can find deals. You just have to, you know, shop during the week too, with less traffic. And that's all my tips for today, guys. Oh, yeah, lastly, with the shoes, you can get 25 to 75% off by shopping online a lot of times. So look out for that. And y'all have a great evening. Thank you for having me.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Yeah. See, this is what we gonna do. See, this is for the niggas with paper. Real paper. So, if you ain't got over $2,000 in your pocket ready to spend it, get the fuck out the way. Check.
got the aura that had niggas feeling all out of place. Yeah. They call me Mr. Get Money and then switch a spot in the club looking like I stuffed a whole chicken box. I'ma brag about my shit, talk about my guns, shit on your bitch with all my funds. Talk about the leather and wood, I'm from the hood, I ain't have a pot to piss in until I start dishing. Hey. I talk the hundreds and let it float and watch the crowd. If your money like mine, throw it right about now like boom. Yeah, bitch, I'm brought bread and she ain't around me. If she ain't giving head, let it go. I got a car on my wrist, two jobs on my face, and I'm a Nas with a bitch on the low. So if you broke, get a grind. Instead of looking at my shine, you just wasting your time. You a joke. Don't be scared to talk money if you throw it in the air. Don't be scared to talk to me, let it flow. And watch the haters get a low. Pop a cork on you bitches, spill the liquor on the hoes, let it blow.
In the place, she know them bottles by the case. She know that Kappa on his waist. I have a big acquired taste for them ladies in this place. I'm trying to see which one gon' rub my babies on the face. I act the opposite of broke. I flipped and doubled up a joke. I lay way deep up in her throat. AKC, I took that O. Anybody get in line, I will do my best in a row. Toss security if that, then let my pistol through the door. Try to tamper with my dough, you be underneath this flow. You for one out of state, why you suckers still broke? Caught some things by the low, bust it down, pitch it low. AKC, motherfucker, watch this empire grow. Getting paper down in Texas, catch me out in California. Probably checking out the Lakers on my side, and I'll lay the light, whoa.
I got a trunk full of lift, ain't worried about you bitch doors on my car. Lift, let's go.
It's kinda hard to keep up with this type of pace. Yeah. LS 460 taking up a lot of space. Yeah. More room to operate, yeah. More things to circulate. Put your soul through the ground and make the whole earth shake. Anybody get body, Bacardi parties at Tommy's. At the bar with the Remy, Mama Q with the skinny. M shots in the semi, pop it off till it's empty. Built like a buck 50, all my niggas is with me.
C-A dollar sign, cop the Beamer off a line. Drop top 645, the crew lost his mind. Feeling like a summer. Bring a crib at 200 G's. So 10 of y'all is one of me. I'm singing like a bumblebee. The ice flow, nice flow. Dot over your nice flow. Rest in peace to Michael Jackson. So I cop a ice coat. Ice glove, nice glove. Shine like a light bulb. Shit it on a track. So call a nurse and get it wiped up. Don't be scared to talk money. If you throw it in the air, don't be scared to talk to me. Let it flow. And watch the haters get low. Pop a cork on you bitches. Spill the liquor on the hoes. Let it flow.
Number. Jump on it. Get your feedback in. Get your comments in. It's Monday, September 6, 2010. And we're talking about being fashion forward this fall. Fly, fresh, and flashy with our special guest, Rafael Blanco, coming to us live out of Brooklyn tonight, preparing for New York Fashion Week. New York Fashion Week is on the rise, on the rise. Hey, Ray, two outfits. If I'm going to work, if I have $50, I'm going to say $60, I'm looking for a real fly work outfit. I have $60. If I was with you in New York, where would we be going with $60 to find some fly workwear?
Wow. I mean, it depends on where you work at, though. Like, it depends on what, like, do you have to dress casual? Do you have, can, you know, can you dress casual?
Business
can
casual.
You dress business?
Business casual.
Business casual. I would say pop at H&M. You'll find yourself a nice, you know, depending on your size or whatever, $19.99 pair of slacks. You'll find yourself a good old $9.99, you know, button down. Then you may be able to make it to Foot Locker or Foot Action and find yourself a nice pair of kicks, and you're good. Or you can make it to Zara, find yourself a nice pair of kicks on sale for $29.99, and that's your whole little outfit, and you find yourself a $4.99 tie at H&M, and you're good. So it just depends on the season. It depends on what's going on. Obviously, seasons come and go. Sales are always in and out. But is it a holiday situation, or is it on a you know, regular straight-up week thing? You know, so it will vary. But at the end of the day, I mean, your two must stops, if you have it in your town, should be H&M and Zara, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, let's say if I had $70, is Friday night, and we just got tickets to, you know, a Vibe VIP party. You know, I wanna go out. You know, I want to be impeccable. Where are we going for a club, you know, or a celebrity, you know, after party type of deal? $70. That's all I got.
That's all you got. Same stores. I mean, at this point, you may need some hard bottoms. So, you know, you gotta go to Daffy's. If there's a Daffy's in your town, or Marshall's, you know, you can find some good old nice hard bottom, you know, kind of high-end shoe for a good old $29.99, $19.99, $30.99. But your outfit is together. If you have a pair of jeans and a nice old button-down, you're good, because at the end of the day, you're not giving the T-shirt look. You're giving the button-down mature look, even if the shirt was $5.99, $9.99 slash your hard bottoms. I mean, it's all about your shoe. It's all about your top, and it's all about your accessories.
Right. So for those who may not be up north, I'm not up north, but I'm very aware of the stores that really.
No, but there's not. I mean, but the Daffy's can be considered your Ross, your Marshalls.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was about. About to give an equivalent store to a Daffy's and to an H&M.
Yeah, your Ross. I mean, your Daffy's in different places is considered your Ross or your Marshalls. I don't know what other stores can kind
TJ
of be
Maxx,
like that.
You know, what,
yeah,
like
the
TJ Maxx, maybe Burlington's Coat Factory. Places like that. Folks, coming up in a few moments, we have our health and wellness segment coming to you live out of VA tonight. I want to just appreciate our special guest, Rafael Blanco, a publicist to the stars, trying to help us, you know, to look impeccable this fall while we're trying to stay fly, fresh, and flashy.
So,
Ray,
Terrence, I'm sorry to cut you off, because since you're going to the health situation, have you heard the commercial for Right Size Smoothie?
What are you talking? No, right side. No, you know what? I have seen that commercial.
You have seen it, or have you heard it?
I've seen the Right Size Smoothie commercial.
I
actually seen it.
So you heard?
I don't believe it.
Seen?
Huh?
Have you heard Yvette say?
Have I?
Like,
heard
have
what?
You heard? Like, is it a national commercial? Or is it like you've heard somebody in camp? Or whatever. Like,
no,
have you heard?
I saw it here in Florida, and it was talking about somebody
from the Bronx.
Actually, I believe, yeah, she was from the Bronx.
Oh, okay. So you know she's from the Bronx.
Well, I've only seen one, and it was only one person in the commercial.
How you get it so skinny?
Well, I don't know if I don't believe that actually, and you know. Miss Willingham, are you actually on live with us right now?
That was a sideline audience. I'm sorry. That was a little sidebar conversation.
Miss Willingham,
where
I'm at. You on with us right now?
I haven't seen the commercial of which you're speaking of, so that's why I haven't joined in, actually. So I'm not too sure,
okay.
But I'm going to Google that and what's going on.
He got jokes anyway. He got jokes anyway. He tried to crack.
Right Side Smoothie, and then maybe when we come back from the break, we can all, you know, research about it and talk about it and stuff. Let's make her.
All right. folks, if you just tuned in with us, you are in tune to TM Highland Radio Live with our special guest, Ray Blanco, coming out of New York. We're talking about just trying to, you know, pull together on-point wardrobes, trying to evaluate our wardrobe. You know, we talked about matching your belt matching your belt with your shoes. We talked about matching your ties with your shirt. You know, talking about not wearing those damn white socks with suits. You don't wear white socks with dress shoes at all, my friends. But we're going to. That's a fashion no-no. Even for females, that's a fashion no-no.
Even if they can't see the sock under the boot.
Thank you, LaToya.
But we still love you. Coming up next, we have our health and wellness segment with our reporter who wears white socks. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. This is called Love Like This. It's from my man, Darnell Jones. Raphael represents Darnell Jones as well. Love Like This. We still love you, Dee Dee. TM Highland Radio Live.
Let's negotiate.
TM Muhammad Radio Live, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I'm your hip-hop informer. I just want to say thanks to my special guest, Rafael Blanco, coming to us live from Brooklyn tonight. Ray, I just wanted you to be able to say goodbye before you get out of here. So you know the actual chick in the,
No.
Commercial?
No, no,
okay.
No. I do not know Yvette.
Okay.
However,
okay.
She's a new cousin that we are on the search of, and we're going to make her, you know, we didn't see her, and we're going to make her that star. But no, I don't know her. I'm just, you know, I'm at the homie's crib, and we are, you know, just carrying on about her and stuff. Because we seen.
Yeah, I did see that commercial. She lost a lot of weight, if that's for real. I didn't believe it, though. I didn't believe that. But again, Ray, thanks for joining us tonight, giving us the fashion tips. And we'll be looking for you when? When are you going to come back on the show to talk about Fashion Week? Sunday?
Nah. Well, I'll come back on Sunday, but we'll have a guest on Friday, right? When is your next show? I mean, other than Wednesday.
Wednesday. We're on Wednesday and Friday.
We're going to kick off the Thursday, so I guess
so
that's Friday, right?
So Friday and Sunday. Okay, well, that's what's up. We'll be looking for you back on the show Friday. What's going on with Miguel, man? We got to have Miguel back on the show.
Miguel is good. Miguel is, you know, doing some music stuff. He's producing. He's walking on, I believe, 7 shows as of right now. So he's
wow.
busy. You
that's
know.
What's good.
But, you know,
okay.
but we're grinding. And then, we also have Nick. We did a big old photo shoot for a big magazine, and she's shooting Honey next week. And then we have John in town as of tomorrow, so we have 4 photo shoots with the girls of Dirty Money. So the girls are going to be popping up in and out on the different Fashion Week stuff. So, you know, tune into the different blogs, the YBFs, the Nicole Bitchies, the Concrete Loops of the world, and you'll be able to see the girls attending the different fashion
that's
shows.
That's what's good. I know you got the new joint. You got that new Dirty Money for us. You're going to leak that for us, and we're going to play it. And so when you come back on Friday, we'll have it by then.
Now, you'll be able to debut it on Wednesday on the show, Loving You No More, featuring Drake.
All right, that's what's good. We'll be looking for that. Rafael Blanco, everybody, coming to us from out of Brooklyn. Appreciate you, brother.
PCT, thank you for tuning in, and we'll speak.
No doubt, folks, we are rolling right into our finance segment with Didi from VA. You got it.
I just want to tell everybody that you are never too old to learn. So that was a life lesson learned about the white fox, okay? Okay. Now, moving on to health and welfare.
You know what? Hey, we go. Hey, spin that back for.
All right, good evening, everybody. I'm going to give a little bit of health and wellness tonight, since our topic is focused around fashion. I just wanted to give some wellness information on fashion, how it plays a part in your self-esteem and your mood and attitude, and then also how fashion can affect your physical health. Now, when you are in style or in fashion and you look good, your life is normally and your mood is normally much more improved or better. You feel good. You're not depressed or low. You know, you're able to handle situations. You're more focused. You're more clear. And people wonder, why does fashion boost their self-esteem? Well, when you look good and you feel good, when you look good, you feel good. Normally, if you're sick, you don't go in the closet to put your best suit on or to put that best looking tie on. You put on whatever you can grab because you feel sick. But when you're feeling good, you take that extra 5 minutes, ladies, to crimp your hair, something like that. Or men, you make sure you run back, put that cologne on because you want to make sure the ladies smell you and look at you today. So this is a proven fact, and no one can basically argue with that. Can you? Anyone? Okay. If you're going to take the time to make sure that you're clean and that your hair is combed, that your teeth are brushed, you're definitely going to take the extra mile to make sure that your clothes look good. And like Terrence and everyone's been saying tonight, you're going to make sure your belt matches your shoes and your shirt and your tie go together. And ladies, you make sure you have your accessories matching with that nice purse. So that's definitely how
fashion can play a part of self-esteem and your mood. Definitely, if you don't believe that, just pay attention. Just look, just take the time, just take a look at yourself and just see over, the next week or two how, your mood is and how it plays a part in what you put on. Now, I want to touch on how fashion can affect you physically. Okay, as far as like some of our purses, ladies, I know I'm one. I love a big purse with a whole bunch of stuff in it. That can cause your shoulders to skew. It can cause muscle strain and neck and shoulder strain. And okay, how about ladies that wear girdles or body shapers or the body magic? Spandex may smooth your shape, but often these constrictive undergarments can bruise you. Depending on where they end, the pressure can make it difficult for the veins to pump blood back to the legs or to the upper extremities, depending on where you have this body shape or a girdle located. So you can develop varicose veins, blood clots, they don't have any proof of causing death, but if you develop a blood clot, it can at some point travel and cause death if you don't catch it in time. Thong underwear also can contribute to increased infection. Because your down there isn't covered with full panties, that leads to infection from your jeans, pants, shorts, just your body, period. It can lead to bacterial vaginosis, yeast infections, depending on how sensitive you are or that area is. Skinny jeans. I just want to bring this up. If people didn't know, in the
1970s.
Skinny jeans, right? In the 1970s, they caused emergency room visits to, skyrocket. People didn't know that because who wants everybody to know I had to go to the emergency room because my skinny jeans was irritating me. But what happened was they were made of a different fabric from what I understand. But they have improved the fabric today to lessen that emergency room issue. However, they're now causing nerve damage. Some people should not wear skinny jeans.
Nerve damage, testicle damage. Get out of those skinny jeans.
So, and ladies, stilettos. I heard Ray say, you should have a 6-inch stiletto in your closet. And me, I think so too. However, they also can be a nightmare to your feet, your ankles, and your knees. Your calves are working overtime, and this can lead to a shortened Achilles tendon. That's that little muscle you feel at the right there, right above your heel in the back. So that can cause it to rip or tear, and you can have pain, or even end up having surgery. Of course, you can fall, sprain, or fracture bones because you may not know how to walk in your stilettos. Ladies, make sure that you do. If you don't, ask your girlfriend because I'm sure she knows how. They also could cause pressure on the front of your foot, leading to a myriad of problems like bunions and hammer toes and things of that sort. So toe deformities, fungus. If you're wearing stilettos that are too small on that pinky toe, you get calluses. You can have a nice, your toe could be brown, but that pinky toe could be pink. That's from that shoe that being too small on that pinky toe. So we may want to
let me say something about the feet and open toe shoes.
Oh, Lord.
It's nothing more unattractive than your feet balled up looking like a claw, specifically a bear claw. The toes, if you're going to wear open-toed shoes, make sure they're not all, bunched up in the shoe and put a little nail polish on it. It's sexier, And then I would say this, lotion your damn feet if you're going to wear open toe shoes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean
to. Okay. Ooh, you had to vent. That was serious. Not a problem. But, ladies, that's also a good fashion tip and also a good health tip. He made a good point. You don't want your feet bunched up and scrunched up in your shoe. That's an indication that it's probably too small, and you might want to get your foot sized. At any shoe store, they have a little foot sizing chart that you can go and get your foot measured to make sure that you're wearing the most comfortable shoe. I have a quick example. I took my daughter
school shopper real quick, and they told her, told me she wears a one extra wide. I didn't know what an extra wide was, but you got to get the feet measured so you don't have those foot problems later down the line. So, lady,
how old is she? How old is she?
She's five. She's okay. Five, and she wears an extra wide. I wear a medium. She wear, but it's just the way her foot is made, is shaped, that she, her foot is most comfortable in a shoe that is made in an extra wide size. So if she goes into anything else, she may have discomfort.
Gotcha.
You know, so, but ladies, definitely, and ladies and men, fashion can play a role in your self-esteem and mood. If you don't believe me, like I said, try it out for a couple weeks and see. And it definitely can play a part in your health. So pay attention to what you're wearing.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Ladies, I just stepped to the club, looking and feeling like a million bucks. My wrist and my ring make my ear look tough, and I'm on right now, so that money y'all trust. Hop up off the whip, mad shirt, got a stain on it. Stain, it's a white tee with polo with the name on it. Name, so I pop the trunk, get the Chris Collins shirt. Shirt, so fresh, I can make your baby mama flirt. Flirt, fresh, white, old two brush at the buffer. Fresh denim, on Levi's. Hit the back door, yeah, cause I'm underage. But got my brother ID, I'm legal in the way. My whole squad with me at the bar getting sip. But on track to throw all the ladies getting with me. I got a chick fetish, like I'm in chick heaven. Seen a bad red bone and got light headed. She grinding on me on the floor, so I might get it. A couple dances got me hooked, but she likes getting it. A man don't stress it, she like my style, check it. The way she kick it to me, shorty got me light headed. She got me light. She got me lightheaded, long hair with the pumps, giving me the right message.
Uh-huh.
She got me lightheaded, she got me lightheaded. Leave with me, shorty got me weak in the knee. Long as I sweat, I don't even pay no mind to haters.
No.
She say she like my shirt, logo with the alligator or the jockey or the
uh-huh.
horse. Casual with all sorts, lock them down with the D. See, I used to play sport, parking lot. Just stepped to the club, looking and feeling like a million bucks. My wrist stretch on my ring, make my ear look tough, and I'm on right now, so that money y'all trust.
Lightheaded, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining me tonight. We've been talking about how to look fashion-forward and impeccable on a budget. Let me say this real quick, all right, because it's not about spending a whole lot of money. For those who don't have a whole lot of money to spend, six ways to cheaply spruce up your wardrobe. One, try on all of your trousers, your pants. Try on all of them. If half of them don't fit, don't go out and buy new pants. Take them to somebody who can tailor them, who can take them in, you know, or take them out, you know, depending on what you've done in the weight department, all right? If you're obese, you know, take them out and stop buying new stuff. Just save a few dollars and take them and have somebody to help you out. Tailor those pants. Don't go buy new ones. Number two, if you have shoes that the soles are worn out, guess what? They can be repaired. You know, have your shoes repaired and polished. You know, if the bottom's coming out, have that bottom or that sole replaced. You can take them to a shoe store, a shoe repair store in a mall near you. All right? I know some people wear sweaters. You know, I don't wear a lot of sweaters. I don't wear any sweaters anymore because I'm way down south in Florida. So, you know, I don't do that anymore. But if I was, I'm a big fan, or used to be a big fan of sweaters. Instead of going out buying new sweaters, you know, where there's holes in the elbow and you just need mending, you know, hand wash your sweaters and give them to somebody who can actually mend the holes that's in those sweaters. You know, take it to your mom. Now, if you've gotten too big, you know, and you're wide and the sweater's narrow, put the damn sweater away. You can no longer fit the sweater.
Wow. All
right? Leave it alone. Go buy a new sweater. But you know, hey, it's still, mend it up. You know, I've evaluated my current wardrobe, and encourage you to do the same. You know, guess what? Just a few new pieces can be easily coordinated with things that you already have. You know what I'm saying? A new pair of black shoes, a couple of dress shirts to wear to the office. You know, make it work with what you already got. You know, freshen up your existing wardrobe. You know, next is suit or sport coats. Have them dry cleaned and pressed. You know, and if they don't quite fit, hey, take them to a tailor, have them to take it out. And then lastly, you know, if you just have clothes you need to get rid of, like that tight sweater you still keep trying to squeeze in, take it down to a consignment shop. Take it down to a consignment shop. Get rid of the old stuff. Use that money to help to purchase new stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's not always about spending money. You don't have to go to H&M. You don't have to go to Daffy's. You don't have to go to Marshall's for everything. You know, just go get what you need. We talking about trying to be economical. We're trying to budget. We're trying to look impeccable for work or play. You know, fly fresh and flashy this fall, but we can do it on a budget. Woo! I think we've done our jobs tonight. Ladies, go ahead and wrap it up.
Well, I would just say, for those who are getting into shopping or they're not really into shopping and fashion, make sure you find pieces that actually look good on you. Stay away from the trends. I know a lot of people like to keep up with what the latest thing is, but, you know, the latest thing isn't always for everybody. Like right now, the thin jeggings are out. I wouldn't dare put on a pair of jeggings. They're like leggings that look like jeans. So I would say stay away from trying to keep up with the Joneses and find things that actually look good on you. And I say accessories, accessories, accessories. I think the better you accessorize, the better your outfits look.
I want to say, since this is Be Real Radio, I'm about to be real. I don't have a financial tip. All I want to say is, ladies, you all have friends. And if they're your real friends, they're going to let you know if your fashion is up to par or not. And to the friends, don't act like you're going to hurt their feelings. Hurt their feelings and let them know. Don't let your friend go out there if you know their fashion not up to par. Because you're not doing your job as a friend, lady. And men, that's the same thing goes for y'all, too.
No doubt. No
you're
doubt.
Absolutely right. Just like when you used to call me Carlos when I used to wear my Eddie Bauer shirts and my khakis and my Timberlands. Dee Dee.
Folks. Ladies, thank you very much. Folks, appreciate your support tonight. We are out of here. We've been talking about how to look impeccable this fall. Fly, fresh, and flashy, you know, and we want to do it frugally. This is This is really a good one tonight. I'm gone. This is I'm gone. Anonymous, TM Holland Radio Live. Good night.
Talk radio show.
See him live, see him live, see him live, talk radio.